California landfill operators to hold community meetings on odor relief program. Santa Clarita, Calif. The operators of the Chiquita Canyon landfill, which has been repeatedly cited and warned for polluting the air, water, and land in nearby neighborhoods, will host two community meetings, Friday and Saturday, to offer information about its relief program. According to an information sheet about the program, residents can apply for money for expenses related to temporary relocation, home hardening, and increased utility bills associated with odor mitigation. They can also request expenses for air purifiers or filter replacements. The South Coast Air Quality Management District said it has received nearly 15,000 complaints about the landfill from nearby residents since January 2023. The relief program initiated by the landfill operators was the topic of discussion at a community advisory committee meeting in Castaic earlier this month. According to the landfill operators, 123 residents have received aid from the landfill relief fund over the past 2 months and $227,300 in aid has been distributed. The landfill operators said in a prepared statement the meetings are to help assist in the application process. Funding is currently available for residents of the neighborhoods identified in the below map, which includes the neighborhoods of Valverde, Live Oak, Hasley Hills, Hillcrest Parkway, Hasley Canyon, and Stevenson Ranch, according to a release from the landfill operators. The scope of the program is under continuous evaluation. If you believe you are impacted, but do not live in an area identified on this map, please fill out the application. A representative from the landfill is expected to attend the first session and will be available from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday at the Valverde Community Center at 3300 Arlington Street. There will be a representative available for assistance at the second session from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday at the Castaic Library, which is at 27971 Sloan Canyon Road. The sessions will be available in English and Spanish. In April, the Santa Clarita Valley Water Agency expressed concerns about wastewater from the Chiquita Canyon landfill reaching groundwater sources, such as the Santa Clara River and wells near the landfill, and sent a letter to the Los Angeles Regional Water Quality Control Board outlining the impacts of the conditions at the landfill. The Water Quality Control Board sent a letter to the landfill operators informing them they were in violation of pumping untreated water containing leachate into waterways that empty into the Santa Clara River. The letter is dated April 9. The next day, the SCV Water Agency, which maintains water supply wells in the area, some about 3,000 feet from the landfill, asked the Water Quality Control Board to investigate the impacts on the groundwater from the landfill. In March, the Chiquita Canyon landfill operators were denied a request to expand operations in its East Canyon project by the Water Quality Control Board. The landfill applied for the expansion on January 4, 2022, requesting to expand the facility at cells 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12 in the East Canyon area and northeast of the cells in current use. The landfill operators have also been cited by the Environmental Protection Agency and State Department of Toxic Substance Control recently for violations. The Department of Toxic Substance Control cited the operators on February 21 for transporting toxic waste pumped from soil from the landfill to a facility in Gardena not permitted to accept it. The EPA issued a statement in February saying the landfill presents an imminent and substantial endangerment to air and water pollution. Sarah Le contributed to this report.